I'm sorry I couldn't talk. I've had this very bad cold, but they got me a little bit of coffee and they got me a lozenge, and I'd just like to add a few more thoughts on these pages. Here we are, Bill W.'s in Akron, Ohio. We read how discouraged he was. He had a vitally important financial meeting that went completely disarray. He was feeling in a predicament, dangerous. His predicament was, he knew he didn't feel well and he wanted to drink, and he knew that drinking was not a good idea. He stood in the lobby. He saw the bar. He thought he would find companionship and release, courage, acquaintances for money, and he wouldn't be lonely. And of course he couldn't drink, it says on page 154, but why not sit hopefully at a table, a bottle of ginger ale before him? And what was he hoping for? Some miracle that he'd be able to drink? And then here's his insane thinking. After all, I had not been sober for 6 months. Now, I didn't say before that you couldn't get sober again after you drank for 6 months. It's just the thought that you can take a drink because you've been sober for 6 months now, that somehow you're protected, is insane. And he said perhaps he can handle three drinks, no more. Fear gripped him. Fear gripped him because he understood that he was on the point of drinking, and the only thing that kept him sober at this point was God. He had had a spiritual experience in the hospital. He had worked the steps. He'd been working with others. And he is standing on the turning point now. And there's only one thing between him and that drink, and that was God. And this is the whole deal, that at certain times, there's not going to be any human power that's going to keep me from taking a drink. It has to come from a higher power. And it comes from God. And there's no barriers in AA between me and God's power in my life except me. And how do I break down those barriers? I do steps 1 through 3, and then I work steps 4 through 9, and then I live in step 11, and then I work with others and practice the principles in all my affairs. And he says, with a shiver, he turned away. He shivered because it was so scary. He turned away and walked down the lobby. And I think this, and I mentioned before, is where I think was the turning point in our recovery in this spiritual message to the world. When Bill W. turned away from his alcoholism with God's help, and he turned down the hallway to seek to work with someone else to practice God's will for him, to be responsible to help other human beings. If not, we wouldn't be here today. And he picked Bill W., who was by no means a perfect man. He was flawed. He had a lot of personality traits that are not admirable, and he's freely admitted them. But God chooses people to carry his message. And he chose Bill, and I believe that he got tired of watching alcoholics die. And he also, as Joe and Charlie mentioned, I think he picked Bill and Bob and Alcoholics to present his message of spiritual principles to the world again in a way that's very understandable and very simple to follow in the big book, because he knew Alcoholics would be desperate enough to do this. That they had no power and they were faced with their powerlessness, so they would turn to him and practice the steps. And these principles are given to the world. There's a famous philosopher, Aldous Huxley, who said that in 100 years, people studying the big book as they're studying scriptures now. Somebody said that the big book tells us how to be, and the big book, the Bible, and the AA Big Book tells us how to get there. I've been doing Bible study. I love the Bible. I love reading God's Word. But when I read it, I say, now, how do I practice this? How do I put this into effect? And I constantly reminded of the principles in the program and the steps. And so the Bible without the steps is very hard to practice. And also what I like about this moment, there was no barrier between him and God. He just sought him and he came. That's the theme of the book. God can and will if we seek him. And he sought God. He had a relationship with God. He turned away. He walked down the hall, and we're here today. And he said his responsibilities, the people that would die because they would not know how to get well, other alcoholics. We have responsibilities. We have people dying because they don't know how to get well. Are you there to work with them? Are you there to carry the message? That's what this website's all about. It's not about me. It's about carrying this message so people can listen to it and do it and share it with others and have a changed life. And it says his sanity returned and he thanked God. His sanity returned and he thanked God. And how many times are you in, were you concerned? Or I know for me, there are days when things are happening and I have to remind myself with the gratitude of what God has done for me. And I'm reminded of page 100 that when I walk hand in hand with another man down the path of God, great things will happen for me, better than I have planned. And it says, when I look back, look what's happened in my life. The other thing is, whenever I have any kind of moment where I'm disturbed, I say, gee, look at where I am. I have no reason to be here today. This is the power of God. I'll seek him now, and I'll get his direction. So next week, we're going to look at Bill and Dr. Bob, and then how they went with AA number 3, and how the fellowship grew, and we're here today. So I appreciate it. Sorry I was ready to, I couldn't talk anymore, which for me is a really rare event. So anyway, hope you're enjoying the site. We're going to do something different when we put out the podcast. We're going to do 2 Wednesdays in a row, then 2 Saturdays, then 2 Sundays. So you'll see, it'll make more sense when you're looking at the chapters and trying to follow the book. I'd love to hear from any of you, especially there are people outside the United States who are listening, and I'd love to hear from them on email, mhurwitz50@gmail.com. And I hope you guys have a great day. Thank you for your support.